Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Treason at Lisson Grove by Anne Perry, performed by Michael Page. Chapter 1. That's him! Gower yelled above the sound of the traffic. Pitt turned on his heel just in time to see a figure dart between the rear end of a hansom and the oncoming horses of a brewer's dray. Gower disappeared after him, missing a trampling by no more than inches. Pitt plunged into the street, swerving to avoid a brougham, and stopping abruptly to let another hansom pass. By the time he reached the far pavement, Gower was 20 yards ahead, and Pitt could make out only his flying hair. The man he was pursuing was out of sight, weaving between clerks in pinstripes, leisurely strollers, and the occasional early woman shopper with her long skirts getting in the way. Pitt closed the gap until he was less than a dozen yards behind Gower. He caught a glimpse of the man ahead, bright ginger hair and a green jacket. Then he was gone, and Gower turned, his right hand raised for a moment in signal before disappearing into an alley. Pitt followed after him into the shadows, his eyes taking a moment or two to adjust. The alley was long and narrow, bending in a dogleg 100 yards beyond. The gloom was caused by the overhanging eaves and the water-soaked darkness of the brick, long streams of grime running down from the broken guttering. People were huddled in doorways, others made their way slowly, limping or staggering beneath heavy bolts of cloth, barrels and bulging sacks. Gower was still ahead, seeming to find his way with ease. Pitt veered around a fat woman with a...